A week ago, we told you about the major 7.8 magnitude earthquake that struck the South Pacific nation of New Zealand. At least two people were killed, thousands were stranded, a wave of aftershocks followed, and as New Zealand's a mountainous country, experts estimate that between 80,000 to 100,000 landslides followed the quake. Some roads are closed indefinitely. Near the coast, the quake lifted the seabed more than 6 feet higher. That left rocks and marine animals exposed above the level of the tide. And here's a strange sight. This News Hub video shows three cows that were stranded when the ground collapsed around the spot where they were standing. Their owner had to dig a track, a path through the soft soil to get them down. How could this have happened?
Now, a lot of times you can get landslides with earthquakes, as we know, but something a little bit more scary, and sometimes they go hand in hand, is called liquefaction, and that could have contributed to what happened here with these cows. Let's go up here and talk about exactly what this is. So you see you have the topsoil, you have the water table, the different layers underneath the ground. When you have a very fine topsoil like sand or silt, when you have an earthquake and the buildings start shaking, it can really loosen that topsoil. And what will happen is it will almost mix in with the water table, and then it will just collapse, almost turning into a liquid and then just sinking down into the ground. And we think that may be what's happened here. And then when you have it on a steep incline, of course, it can trigger a landslide as well.